The LifeSpring Family Bible is brought to you by me. Since producing this one-year audio journey through the world's most important book, I've become a full-time voiceover artist. For more information, I invite you to click on over to my voiceover website at theguywithafriendlyvoice.com. Hello there, and once again, this is the LifeSpring Family Bible. I'm Steve Webb, your host, and this is episode number 225. Today we'll be reading Psalms chapters 34 through 37. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 34, written by David when he pretended to be insane before Abimelech, causing the king to send him away. I will praise the Lord at all times. My mouth will continually praise him. I will boast in the Lord. Let the oppressed hear and rejoice. Magnify the Lord with me. Let's praise his name together. I sought the Lord's help and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him for help are happy. Their faces are not ashamed. This oppressed man cried out and the Lord heard. He saved him from all his troubles. The Lord's angel camps around the Lord's loyal followers and delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. How blessed is the one who takes shelter in him. Remain loyal to the Lord, you chosen people of His, for His loyal followers lack nothing. Even young lions sometimes lack food and are hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, children, listen to me. I will teach you what it means to fear the Lord. Do you really want to live? Would you love to live a long, happy life? Then make sure you don't speak evil words or use deceptive speech. Turn away from evil and do what is right. Strive for peace and promote it. The Lord pays attention to the godly and hears their cry for help, but the Lord opposes evildoers and wipes out all memory of them from the earth. The godly cry out and the Lord hears. He saves them from all their troubles. The Lord is near the brokenhearted. He delivers those who are discouraged. The godly face many dangers, but the Lord saves them from each one of them. He protects all his bones. Not one of them is broken. Evil people self-destruct. Those who hate the godly are punished. The Lord rescues His servants. All who take shelter in Him escape punishment. Psalms chapter 35 by David. O Lord, fight those who fight with me. Attack those who attack me. Grab your small shield and large shield and rise up to help me. Use your spear and lance against those who chase me. Assure me with these words, I am your deliverer. May those who seek my life be embarrassed and humiliated. May those who plan to harm me be turned back and ashamed. May they be like wind-driven chaff as the Lord's angel attacks them. May their path be dark and slippery as the Lord's angel chases them. I did not harm them, but they hid a net to catch me and dug a pit to trap me. Let destruction take them by surprise. Let the net they hid catch them. Let them fall into destruction. Then I will rejoice in the Lord and be happy because of His deliverance. With all my strength I will say, O Lord, who can compare to you? You rescue the oppressed from those who try to overpower them, the oppressed and needy from those who try to rob them. Violent men perjure themselves and falsely accuse me. They repay me evil for the good I have done. I am overwhelmed with sorrow. When they were sick, I wore sackcloth and refrained from eating food. If I am lying, may my prayers go unanswered. I mourned for them as I would for a friend or my brother. I bowed down in sorrow as if I were mourning for my mother. But when I stumbled, they rejoiced and gathered together. They gathered together to ambush me. They tore at me without stopping to rest. When I tripped, they taunted me relentlessly and tried to bite me. O Lord, how long are you going to just stand there and watch this? Rescue me from their destructive attacks. Guard my life from the young lions. Then I will give you thanks in the great assembly. I will praise you before a large crowd of people. Do not let those who are my enemies for no reason gloat over me. Do not let those who hate me without cause carry out their wicked schemes, for they do not try to make peace with others, but plan ways to deceive those who are unsuspecting. They are ready to devour me. They say, "Aha, aha, we've got you." But you take notice, Lord. O Lord, do not remain far away from me. Rouse yourself, wake up and vindicate me. My God and Lord, defend my just cause. Vindicate me by your justice, O Lord my God. Do not let them gloat over me. Do not let them say to themselves, "Aha, we have what we wanted." Do not let them say, "We have devoured him." May those who want to harm me be totally embarrassed and ashamed. May those who arrogantly taunt me be covered with shame and humiliation. May those who desire my vindication shout for joy and rejoice. May they continually say, May the Lord be praised, for he wants his servant to be secure. Then I will tell others about your justice and praise you all day long. Psalms chapter 36. For the music director, written by the Lord's servant David, an oracle. An evil man is rebellious to the core. He does not fear God, for he is too proud to recognize and give up his sin. The words he speaks are sinful and deceitful. He does not care about doing what is wise and right. He plans ways to sin while he lies in bed. He is committed to a sinful lifestyle. He does not reject what is evil. O Lord, your loyal love reaches to the sky, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your justice is like the highest mountains, your fairness like the deepest sea. You preserve mankind in the animal kingdom. How precious is your loyal love, O God! The human race finds shelter under your wings. They are filled with food from your house, and you follow them to drink from the river of your delicacies. For you are the one who gives and sustains life. Extend your loyal love to your faithful followers and vindicate the morally upright. Do not let arrogant men overtake me, or let evil men make me homeless. I can see the evildoers. They have fallen. They have been knocked down and are unable to get up. Psalms chapter 37 by David. Do not fret when wicked men seem to succeed. Do not envy evildoers, for they will quickly dry up like grass and wither away like plants. Trust in the Lord and do what is right. Settle in the land and maintain your integrity. Then you will take delight in the Lord and he will answer your prayers. Commit your future to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act on your behalf. He will vindicate you in broad daylight and publicly defend your just cause. Wait patiently for the Lord. Wait confidently for him. Do not fret over the apparent success of a sinner, a man who carries out wicked schemes. Do not be angry and frustrated. Do not fret. That only leads to trouble. Wicked men will be wiped out, but those who rely on the Lord are the ones who will possess the land. Evil men will soon disappear. You will stare at the spot where they once were, but they will be gone. But the oppressed will possess the land and enjoy great prosperity. Evil men plot against the godly and viciously attack them. The Lord laughs in disgust at them, for he knows that their day is coming. Evil men draw their swords and prepare their bows to bring down the oppressed and needy and to slaughter those who were godly. Their swords will pierce their own hearts and their bows will be broken. The little bit that a godly man owns is better than the wealth of many evil men, for evil men will lose their power. But the Lord sustains the godly. The Lord watches over the innocent day by day, and they possess a permanent inheritance. They will not be ashamed when hard times come. When famine comes, they will have enough to eat. But evil men will die. The Lord's enemies will be incinerated. They will go up in smoke. Evil men borrow, but they do not repay their debt. But the godly show compassion and are generous. Surely those favored by the Lord will possess the land, but those rejected by him will be wiped out. The Lord grants success to the one whose behavior he finds commendable. Even if he trips, he will not fall headlong, for the Lord holds his hand. I was once young, now I am old. I have never seen a godly man abandoned or his children forced to search for food. All day long he shows compassion and lends to others, and his children are blessed. Turn away from evil, do what is right. Then you will enjoy lasting security. For the Lord promotes justice and never abandons his faithful followers. They are permanently secure, but the children of evil men are wiped out. The godly will possess the land and will dwell in it permanently. The godly speak wise words and promote justice. The law of their God controls their thinking. Their feet do not slip. Evil men set an ambush for the godly and try to kill them, but the Lord does not surrender the godly or allow them to be condemned in a court of law. Rely on the Lord, obey his commands, then he will permit you to possess the land. You will see the demise of evil men. I have seen ruthless evil men growing in influence like a green tree grows in its native soil. But then one passes by and suddenly they have disappeared. I looked for them, but they could not be found. Take note of the one who has integrity. Observe the godly, for the one who promotes peace has a future. Sinful rebels are totally destroyed. Evil men have no future. But the Lord delivers the godly. He protects them in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and rescues them. He rescues them from evil men and delivers them, for they seek his protection. Today, David's theme seems to be the protection of God. David stresses that God will protect the faithful. Does that mean we won't have troubles? Not at all. but it does mean that ultimately God will sustain and protect the believer. That's something that's very reassuring to know. Well, shall we meet here again tomorrow? I hope so. Thank you for being here today. It's been great to be with you. God bless you. I'm Steve Webb. This show's been brought to you by Steve Webb, the guy with the friendly voice.com. Check it out.